nobody really seen it coming so quickly after the performance and the result against Dundalk on Tuesday night, where they battled hard and earned a hard-earned point. So everybody was just sort of thinking, right, press conference this afternoon as usual for the Sligo game. Everything was as normal. And then bang, 9:45, you're basically saying, look, Declan's gone. So it was definitely a shock. But as I say, when you look at the results, it was definitely under pressure.
Yeah, and there was pressure coming from fans. And we've seen that from earlier on in the season, Kevin, particularly in the opening two games, where Derry lost, of course, their opening handful of matches. And at the time, we were probably saying it was unfair pressure on Declan Devine, given all the changes there in Derry. But this, again, not probably coming as a surprise to Derry City supporters.
No, it isn't, because it's just sort of fans were annoyed at just the way last season had ended. And you were sort of thinking, right, fresh start, a lot of new players in there, a lot of young players coming through too, let's go. But it just hasn't happened. There's no getting away from it. You're sitting bottom of the league and you still haven't won after six, and the board feel now is the time they make the change and try and bring in a new man.
Obviously, Philip O'Doherty released a statement this morning, and will they take their time, do you feel, in appointing a manager? Is it something they're not going to rush into, do you feel, Kevin?
I don't know if they're going to rush in. They know themselves they have to get somebody sort of quickly, because, you know, it's a big weekend, because Longford play Waterford. If one of them get a one, they go further away from you. You know, then you're cut adrift at the bottom. You don't want to get too far away. And I know people are going to say, you know, you're pushing the panic button, calm down, only six games. But it's, you know, then it's going to be only seven games, then eight games. You know, where do you stop here? So I think they will make an appointment. I hope they make the right one. But I think they will do it, maybe not quickly, but when you do this type of announcement and this type of dismissal of Declan so quickly and so sudden, I would say the ball started to roll, definitely, I would say, from Derry's point of view, for a replacement.
Yeah, we're going to speculate on this, but who do you think are the front runners here? Because there's a lot of names been thrown about over the last number of hours, so there has, Kevin.
There have been, and that sort of tells you the sort of status too that Derry has of people possibly wanting to take the job. I would say Finn Hart's assistant manager, Paul Higgerty, will be a man mentioned. Rory Higgins, another big man that's video analysis down at Operation Analysis, I should say, sorry, with Stephen Kenny with Ireland. He's done a similar job at Dundalk, so he's going to be mentioned. Ex-player, obviously, too. Paddy McLaughlin at Cliftonville has done really well. Cliftonville done well, very well at Institute before that, before making the move to Cliftonville. Them three are going to be the front runners. You then have your, you know, people are talking about Jim McGuinness, ex-Donegal All-Ireland, one of manager, talk of him. I would say Vinnie Pearce's name will be on the hat, because, you know, he was a penalty kick away from winning the treble with Dundalk a number of seasons ago. So, look, there's going to be a lot of people, but I think, as I say, the top three targets, I would suspect, will be Paul Higgerty, Rory Higgins and Paddy McLaughlin, my honest opinion.
Yeah. What can Derry then get out of this North West game at the weekend, do you feel, Kevin? Because this is a huge game now without a manager. And obviously with no victory as well, and badly needing one.
Badly needing one. They definitely had a very good performance against Dundalk, albeit defensively, looked very tight, got their bodies in a line through everything, and really done what you needed against Dundalk. Because look, don't be fooled by where Dundalk are. Now, Dundalk's a quality outfit, and to be fair, could have won by a lot of goals the other night. Nathan Gerrard made a few big saves. So you're taking that performance and the Sligo, that's what the boys will be wanting to do and wanting to get their first victory. So it's a case of the players give their all. So it just shows that, you know, Declan didn't lose the dressing room or nothing like that. The other players were giving their all and were giving it everything. So they'll want to carry that form on regardless, no manager or not, and they'll want to try and get this one. Honestly, I think they'll probably take a point now if they were offered it, which, well, many times we're going to have to say that now this season.